Amen.
Thank you very much. Good morning. It is a blessing for me to share with you this morning. My name is Cesar Garcia, not Garcia Marquez. Garcia Marquez was a very famous writer from Colombia who won a Nobel Prize. I would like to have that, but no, not at least not yet. Anyway, so again, it's a blessing for me to share with you this morning. I bring greetings from Mennonite World Conference, which is our global church that today meets around the world, around 10,000 local congregations distributed in our five continents, worshiping God today. Some churches in Congo dealing with persecution, violence, displacements. Some churches like the church in Peru or in Nepal dealing with natural disasters, losing homes, losing their own houses. Other churches in very difficult economic or financial situations, like the church in Malawi, dealing with poverty, extreme poverty. Other churches, like my church in Colombia, South America, dealing with a very polarized society, dealing with lack of hope in the midst of the attempt of implementing a new peace agreement between the government and the Revolutionary Army of las FARC. So, by the way, as you have noted now, my mother language is not English. So if you don't get what I am saying, well, just raise your hand. I will pray for you because I don't know what else can be done. But anyway, don't lose hope. Well, as I said, in my country, many people have lost hope. And the reason why is because after around 50 years of war, we finally arrived to an agreement between the government and the oldest revolutionary army in Latin America, in my country, las FARC. And then the government decided to put that agreement in a process of, let's say, support and affirmation to the general society. And many people voted against that agreement. So I remember that Sunday. It was a Sunday evening when we, with our churches there, were just looking or waiting for the final report about the process of voting. And then we heard when the radio announcer said, well, this is the final result, which means the peace agreement has been rejected. After 52 years of war with that revolutionary army, and actually, well, in Colombia, we have had in 200 years only 5 years of peace. So many people were losing hope. I was losing hope. I was very sad. And I don't know if you are like me, but when I am losing hope, the sensation is like being in complete darkness. And there are many things why we can lose hope. Well, the political situation is one of them. But of course, there are personal things. Sometimes decisions that are made in our families or by one relative make us lose hope. Or in our churches, sometimes we find some people that, again, cause that kind of sensation of losing hope. When we think about politics, when we think about churches, when we think about our own families, sometimes when we think about our own problems, our own desires, things that we would like to see different in our own lives, and then we have been trying to change them for a long time, and it seems that nothing is happening. And then we lose hope. And that sensation of losing hope, I will say that is the most similar feeling that I have experienced to death. When I have been close to a relative that has passed away, is that same sensation of sadness, of darkness, of just losing the desire of living. And that is very well expressed by the writer, Gabriel García Márquez, in Spanish, in the sentence that I have here. It says, la muerte no llega con la vejez, sino con el olvido. Death doesn't come when you get old. It comes when you forget. And I think that is very well related to the passage of the scripture that we read this morning. It's the passage that speaks about hope in the life of one person, and I just figured out today that the pronunciation in English of that name is different than in Spanish. You said Simeon, right? I hope, something like that. In Spanish, it's Simeon. So if you hear something like Simeon, you know I am trying to speak about that man. That passage of the scripture is represented in this picture that was painted by Rembrandt, as you know, which is actually the picture of Simeon. Simeon here, the priest, coming to the family, Joseph and Mary, and the baby, Jesus, which is in the center, as Rembrandt always pointed out, this baby producing all the light right here, right? While people that are far from the baby are in darkness, right? Even though they are in this building, which is actually a cathedral of the time of Rembrandt. With this idea of saying, well, you know, you can be in the church, but if you are not close to Jesus, you are living in darkness. Again, living in death, without hope. Very different or in contrast to the life of Simeon, which was close to the light and then experienced hope. When we see the life of Simeon, I think we can find several things that are actually very useful when we don't want to lose hope. In the passage that we were reading, we find some of them, some characteristics of Simeon, that help us to keep faith and don't lose hope. Some of them are here in the passage. He was a man that was righteous and devout. He was a person that was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And he had a very close relationship with the Spirit who rested on him. Actually, the Holy Spirit is named here several times in this line. And then we have it here again, right? And here again. So he had a very close relationship with the Spirit. What can we say about Simeon? He was a man with God's presence. He was a person that was so close to the Holy Spirit that actually could hear her, could hear the Spirit of God in a very close way. He was guided by the Holy Spirit. He was moving where the Holy Spirit was saying he had to move. When I am losing hope, I think that's one of the first things that I need to check in my own life. How is my relationship with God? Because when I am losing hope, and believe me, I have lost hope many times in my life, is basically related to the fact of losing touch with the Holy Spirit, in the sense of losing the opportunity of listening to the Holy Spirit. When God is close to us, there is not death. There is not darkness. So something is happening when I have that feeling of darkness in my own life. And it's that idea of, again, not paying attention or at least not listening to God. And that's one of the first things that I need to do when I am losing hope. I just need to say, God, you know what I am feeling now. You know all this darkness that I am experiencing now. It's like this image of guy going into a dark, let's say, hole or a dark piece of water without seeing any kind of light. I need to say to God in those times, I want to hear your voice. I need to hear you. Because I know then it's possible to get again hope. But it's not only God's presence. Simeon had healthy relations. How do we know that? Well, in the passage, we saw how Simeon was a devout man and also a righteous man. We know that in the Hebrew way of thinking, righteousness has not to do only with this pious way of spiritual life, let's say in that way, but with the idea of healthy relationships, just relationships. Relationships that are in a balanced situation where forgiveness is always a norm, where it's possible to love each other and again have a spirit of forgiveness and acceptance of others. Righteousness and devotion are together in the life of Simeon. Actually, in the way in which the passage is speaking about Simeon, it seems that good relationships are defined by a life of devotion, and a life of devotion is defined by good relationships. So it's not possible to get one without getting the other. And that actually helps us a lot in times of losing hope, to have good relationships with our relatives, with the members of our church, with people around our society. That is, of course, important. And as we saw, Simeon was also a person of vision. He was looking for the consolation of Israel. He was not only focused on his own experiences, but he had the possibility and maybe the practice of stepping back and looking at the big picture. He was waiting for something that was not necessarily related only to his own personal life, but to the kingdom of God. The big picture was present in his life. Well, I think all of these characteristics of Simeon are useful if we are losing hope. And again, when I am losing hope, I want to get back to those characteristics of Simeon and check them in my own life. But I find also a very interesting definition about hope in this passage that I want to share with you. And it's the fact that this hope is, for Simeon, based on God. He's focused on this child that is there in the temple of Israel. So his hope is not coming from other sources, like political leaders. And that's something that I needed to remember at that time, 2 years ago, when the plebiscite about the peace agreement in Colombia was rejected. Well, I need to remember that my hope is not based on this president of Colombia or on these leaders of the Revolutionary Army or even in churches. Well, actually, the majority of non-Catholic churches voted against the peace agreement in Colombia. So it was very easy to lose hope in our church. What are we thinking? Many people were asking about our churches. It's easy to lose hope when our hope is based on people. Because people finally are not powerful enough to change circumstances. Or maybe they are, but to change it in a bad way, in a wrong way. So we can't set our hope in our churches, or in our leaders, or in our pastors, or in our political leaders, not in institutions, not in our own relatives. Our hope need to be based only on God. But you know, well, of course, the scripture is useful in this process, right? Simeon was remembering the passages of the scripture in which there is the promise of God bringing consolation to Israel, bringing change to the situation of lack of freedom and the situation of being a colony of the empire of the time. So, yeah, Simeon knew the scripture. He has a purpose in his life. He was driving his life based on those promises of the scripture. But can you imagine the expression of Simeon and maybe his thoughts when he discovered that that God in which he was basing his hope was actually a baby coming? So he was all his life, according to this passage, waiting for the fulfillment of this promise. God will set free Israel. And you, Simeon, will see that freedom as a reality. So all his life waiting for that, and I can imagine some nights of darkness, sometimes of depression, thinking, well, this is not going to happen. I am losing hope again. And then, based on his character, his good relationships, based on his good relationship with God and the closeness to the Holy Spirit, recovering that hope again and thinking, yes, I'm going to see this freedom again. I am going to see the salvation of Israel. And finally, there is a day when God said to him, today you will see that. I can imagine the excitement of Simeon going to the temple. Today, salvation is going to be here. I'll see the fulfillment of this promise. The purpose of my life will be fulfilled today. And then when he arrived to the temple, what he says is a baby. I think hope is with us when we are able to be sensitive to the reality that God works through and in small ways. Very, very weak ways. Nothing is more vulnerable than a baby. And that baby was God. Our hope is not based in leaders, is not based in political parties, is not based in churches, is based on a God. A kind of God that brings salvation, transformation, and new beginnings through a small, weak, very vulnerable things. That's the kind of God that we have. And that's what I need to remember when I am facing darkness in my life. God is working. Sometimes I can't even perceive it. But he is changing things. There will be a time when I will see salvation completely in its fullness, as Simeon saw it. And I can get surprised because God is the kind of God that uses in his own experience the vulnerability of a baby, the weakness of a baby, to change not only one life, not only one nation, but the world. Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the way in which you are transforming our lives, our churches, our societies. You know the times of darkness, the times of losing hope that people here can have or may have. You know my own struggles on those times of darkness. But we want to say thank you because of your work in our lives and the way in which you are transforming our lives. Thank you for salvation, which is a person, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, which in some times, in the midst of weakness, in the midst of vulnerability, in the midst of the sensation of not seeing changes, is working with power, with love, with the possibility of having a new future. Yes, losing hope is the closest feeling to death that we may know, but you are life. And that life is stronger than anything else.